This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now yesterday, friends, I had spent some time with you, I played some audio, concerning the first Muslim Somali woman who wins city council seat. She won't even speak English to the people during her interview. And it should come as no surprise, friends, she has all of her Muslim garb on, and that is a sure sign right then and there, friends, that they mean not to assimilate. They are here to conquer. And if you want to hear all that information, please go back to yesterday's show, to the archive, and download it on Genesis Communication Networks. Well, it's interesting because, friends, at the same time, simultaneously, we're seeing this across the boards. According to the Communist Network here, Star Tribune in Minneapolis, Minnesota Attorney General moves to combat hate crime after statewide tour. I'm just kind of curious. Folks, these people create the narrative and then they throw it out to the people like as if to suggest what they're telling you is the truth. I mean, to suggest that Keith Ellison actually did a statewide tour. I did talk to somebody just this morning that was talking to the Federal Bureau of Investigation concerning the likes of Keith Ellison, and they were asking them the question, why is it that you're sitting on a panel with the likes of Keith Ellison? Do you have any idea what he is attempting to advocate? And what is it advocating for? Well, the Federal Bureau of Investigation had no idea. They took him for face value, friends. This is he's an accuser of the brethren. He's using communist, totalitarian, Marxist methods, all the same, friends, same dad, right? A father of lies. And it's using the law against the law. And I noticed as I went down to the bottom, just to show you how much traction they don't get, even when they report it. But my point is they're telling you what they're doing. In fact, they are doing it, friends. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to browbeat dissenters into submission through something called hate crimes. It's interesting how we need this all of a sudden. We never needed this for years. And I want to tell you why we never needed it before, because we used to enforce the law against the crimes of such people as this that we're tolerating today. But I went to the bottom of the Star and Tribune. And friends, it's interesting to note, I mean, it's such a big publication. And it's interesting to note the responses. There was only 14 responses. 3 million papers? Here, let me give you one. Sounds like more smoke in mirrors. Hate crimes like assassinating a police officer, Keith. In other words, accusing him of sympathizing with a cop killer, which he did. See, this is what the people in the state of Minnesota know. But they want to roughshod everybody, friends, by just implementing their agenda, working against the very laws that they promised to uphold. But here, this is what I need to tell you. It's also interesting to note that the CIA-controlled media is behind the likes of Minnesota Attorney General, question mark, how did he get there, voter fraud, we all know in the state of Minnesota, as to how he got there. But I'm looking at a picture of Keith right now selling the Nation of Islam papers. In his student radical days, Keith Ellison worked with both pro-Chinese communists and the Nation of Islam, as if to suggest somehow or another the people in Minnesota actually voted this guy in. And then I have a picture over here of him in Antifa, the anti-fascist handbook by Mark Bray, with him in a big smile. And then what we found out, friends, is he had a meeting, a meeting at the Mark Dayton Convention Center that nobody knew about, but mysteriously Keith Ellison and his little panel of communists and Marxists and the CIA-controlled media and their useful idiots, they're right there to broadcast and promulgate what they mean to advocate. But interestingly enough, the people in the state of Minnesota had no idea. And friends, what you need to understand is they're doing this covert-like, okay? They're not doing this in the face of the people. If you want to go see a meeting of Keith Ellison, and you want to go out and about and meet him and Jalan Husani from CARE, the director for CARE, a terror-tied organization, well, you're not going to know when their meeting is until a day or two before, because they don't want protest. See, because the people in the state of Minnesota are wide awake. And they are, their cruelties are, folks, swelling the ranks of the righteous. But they're doing this, friends, and jamming it down the teeth of the American people. This isn't just happening in Minnesota. We've seen this through another sodomite foreigner named Barack Hussein Obama, who is allowed to give the American people and to trample underfoot the blood of the sacrifice that gave us our freedoms for 8 years, transgressing United States constitutional law over 1,160 times. So what they mean to do is hand the state of Minnesota and Michigan and other states across our union off to those that are invading to conquer. Yesterday I'd shared with you, friends, if that wasn't true, why is it that we have 35 jihadi camps in the United States of America? And what are you being sold, friends? Smoke and mirrors through what? The clowns in the politics of circus of politics, forgive me. As they play this little war against each other when in fact they're both on the same sides, working against the American people, failing to enforce the laws of the United States Constitution against such criminals that I'm highlighting right now. They want you to believe that hate, friends, hate is contrary to what they mean. They want you to believe that the new word hate is in alignment with law, when in fact, if you brought forth the law, you knew the law, you can understand that they were the ones that are hating the law. They want you to believe that hate is somehow equated to the law that exposes their crime. Friends, they're trying to change the law. And they're trying to browbeat dissenters into submission. I want to tell you what's happening here, friends. Now, these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel, God's children, by them. Even as many of Israel had not known all the wars of Canaan, only that the generations of the children of Israel might know to teach them war, at the least, such as before knew nothing thereof. Namely, the five lords of the Philistines, the Canaanites, and the Sidonians, and the Hivites that dwelt in Mount Lebanon from Mount Balarmon unto the entering of Hamath. And they were to prove Israel by them, to know whether they would hearken unto the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. Folks, we're being tested. The church in America right now is being tested. And the doers of the word are being tested. And they're also being persecuted for righteousness' sake, which, by the way, if 86% of Americans actually obeyed the commandments of the Lord that they declare that they love, we wouldn't have the issues that a small minority have to deal with today, let me tell you. But that's the distinction between the Lord's kids and the world.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Our site yesterday was, we were attacked again by Facebook, friends. And it's incredible here. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. Well, they, by the grace of God, are not going to devour here. I can tell you that right now. Check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean. They are censoring our content because they do not want you to know what's taking place. I'll highlight one article in just a moment so you understand who they are giving cover to. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. They are shadow banning this ministry. They have been for years. Check out YouTube. Interesting how we begin to grow and then they slash our numbers in half. This is happening across the boards, friends. YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media. Just put out a brand new video 2 days ago. We're broadcasting live on sonsoflibertymedia.com and Before It's News. Thank you to Michael Roach, my friend over there. You can watch us live. Jump on live chat. Love our live chat friends who keep things alive over here. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube. You can also give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're sticking to the plans of our forefathers, friends. The Bible and the Constitution. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Period. Article 4, Section 4. The Constitution ends in the year of our Lord, 1787. It's all there. Any questions? You want to contend? You want to add something to the conversation? 1-866-582-9933. Let me go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to highlight one article for you. Did you know that the Muslims in America are now demanding that Kentucky Fried Chicken alter the Colonel's secret recipe? Do you see how this is being played out? They play the victim. They come into America. And by the way, again, look to Europe to understand what I'm saying because they are plundered in many cases. Okay? And the people are now, because their backs are up against the wall, many people that thought it was okay to bring them in are now asking for the importation, to deport them. I'm sorry, to deport them. Okay? They play the victim. They get into the country in which they mean to plunder. Okay? If that's not the case, then folks, tell me what's going on. Statistically, I can bury any conversation and anybody that can bring it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Muslims are demanding that Kentucky Fried Chicken alter the Colonel's secret recipe. Folks, malls in the Minneapolis area, there's one over in Burnsville. The stores are beginning to shut down because the Muslims are colonizing there. They're bringing their culture in with them, and they're bringing, folks, their rage with them as well, for each other for the most part, or anybody that might get in their way. Okay? We're seeing this in St. Cloud. We're seeing this in South Minneapolis. You can identify their buildings a mile and a half away, friends. And it's interesting because city code should be going into these places of business, if you want to call them that, and shutting them down for not keeping up to code. I mean, they're running down their businesses in Minneapolis. And people in the state, instead of actually standing up and demanding respect and the enforcement of law and respect of the law, friends, they're just moving out. That's the worst thing that you can do. I just got done sharing with you, friends, Judges 3. The Lord's allowing these things to take place, friends, concerning to know whether those who will hearken, listen carefully unto, or to denounce the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded our fathers by the hand of Moses. That's what's in play today. Read Judges 3 when you get a moment. But I want you to understand, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the Muslims that have come into America are now demanding Kentucky Fried Chicken alter the Colonel's secret recipe. Friends, enough is enough. Enough is enough. This is written by senior editor of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Tim Brown. He said, this is how he ended his article, they can demand whatever they want. If they ruin the Colonel's secret recipe, this chicken lover might pull out a little jihad of my own. Fear my wrath if you mess with my chicken, Habib. So folks, I'm having fun with it, but this is some serious stuff that's going on in the United States of America. I also believe that they've attacked Subway. I believe they've attacked other places. Folks, it's time for them to feel your lawful wrath. Enough is enough, okay? They can go fly a kite. Or, friends, we can deport them. I got to tell you this before I jump over to my next topic, and that's you're so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. And I'm asking, we've all heard that. But can you show me that in Scripture? I didn't think so. Now, before I get to that, I want to go over to this. You know, the Bible says in Matthew 6, 22 through 23, it says, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? I constantly, and you can ask my wife, you can ask my kids, you can ask those that I'm around, what it's like being in the presence of this long-haired punk that's speaking to you into over 117 cities right now. You know, people can say, my gosh, it's like the guy's on a roller coaster. It's like, my gosh, this guy's intense. It's like, my gosh, it's like Bradley. It's like, you know, is there ever a moment where you just sit back and relax? And it's like, you know, the Bible says faint not. And that means to relax. And, you know, that what comes to my aid right now is Martin Luther when he said, if I rest, I rust. It's really true for me that way. And it also tells us, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. Let me tell you something, friends. We have eternity to sleep. But we are being tested right now on this earth for the time that's been allotted. And the Bible tells us that we're to redeem the times, for they are evil. We need to make the most of our time. We need more time in a day over here, let me tell you. But nobody ever, you know, it's interesting. Everybody expects me to understand them and their gifting, as they call it. But, you know, what's interesting is nobody ever asks me. No, nobody asks me any questions. They never take the time to understand who I am and what it is that I'm called to do. And that's okay. I'm not asking for it. But it's funny how many people, how so many people expect me to understand them. And I hear, do you understand what they're saying? Yeah, of course I understand what they're saying. But do you understand that I'm living out a call here? And the Bible says that he who puts his hand to the plow is not fit for the kingdom. I'm not here to appease your conscience because you're self-condemned for disobeying the Lord. Okay? And that's really what it comes to. How many people say, Lord, Lord, I'll go with you whithersoever you want us to go? And the Lord says, the foxes have holes and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. How many people would move in the will of God if they had no place to lay their head? Or what about the guy, giving you another example, that said, Lord, I'll follow you. Just let me go back home and bury my father. And what did the Lord say? He said, let the dead bury the dead. Whoa! Whoa! Really? Yeah, this is heaven's business that we're working out here concerning our own salvation with fear and trembling and doing the work of an evangelist as we ask the Lord to give unto us the heathen as thine inheritance as our utmost as he promised to do. And guess what he is? Well, as we follow him, we become fishers of men. We're fishing all the time, no matter where we go or what we do. Do you remember another scripture reference? Do you remember when Jesus' mother and brother came up to him and said, you know, we want to see Jesus, to one of his apostles, and his apostle came up to him, it was Peter, and he said to him, Lord, your mother and your brother seek thee. Do you remember what Jesus said to him? He said, who are my mother and my brethren? Those that hear the word of God and do it, right? Well, guess what? Those that are born of the Spirit are doing it all the time. There's not like a shut-off button where you can just, you know, a kill switch to just shut down the call of God in your life. Let me put it to you this way. There are so many people out there that are in ministry today that every year of their life they take a 40-day sabbatical. Can't find that in Scripture, by the way. A 40-day sabbatical. I've been in ministry since 1998. I don't think I would even have thought of resting before that, but all the more, the Holy Ghost in this boy's life is just like on maximum power in every direction that I go. But they take 40-day sabbaticals. I've been in ministry since 1998. I've never taken a sabbatical. I got a question. How is it that you have children? Can you just like put your children in a room and then leave them alone for 40 days? Is that how it works? Because that's how I equate the call of God in my life. You know, the bottom line is this, friends, is many are called, but few are chosen. Who are the chosen? Those that hear the word of God and do it. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come right back to this point, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All of the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are looking to subpoena the whistleblower in the Ukraine scandal, but Democrats who run the committee are likely to reject their request. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he believes the whistleblower should have to testify before the House Intelligence Committee. The anonymous whistleblower filed a formal complaint about President Trump's July phone call with the president of Ukraine. It is worth noting the whistleblower was not on the call and did not hear it firsthand. Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman says they're aware of alleged war crimes that took place in Syria.
What we have done and what we'll continue to do, and the secretary has raised this issue with his counterpart, is reaching out to the Turks. We'll provide them with information that we have about what we believe is taking place.
Hoffman says the Pentagon is providing information to the Turks about the violations. The Kurds are accusing Turkish forces of committing war crimes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you have not seen Boys Town back in the 80s, the late 80s, where they were actually taking kids out of Nebraska, it was an orphanage home led up by Catholic priests where they got these orphans hooked on drugs and then they sold them up into Washington, D.C. To compromise representatives that they can extort. Do yourself a favor. Conspiracy of Silence. Check it out. It's compelling. It's eerie, but it's very real. The reason I'm bringing that up is because, you know, we got Mr. Do-Nothing Ted Cruz, and we got the other great American appeaser, Trey Gowdy, who do nothing but talk big and do nothing. They have replaced some of these guys now with another counterfeit hero named Jim Jordan. And you just heard him on the news just a moment ago. And I want people to be aware of who James Daniel Jordan is. He's a politician serving as the U.S. representative for Ohio's 4th Congressional District since 2007. He has been the ranking member of the House of Oversight Committee since 2019. This is one of the foxes in the chicken coop. Again, the conservatives are selling him as like a new Trey Gowdy or Daryl Issa or Jason Chaffetz type. But you need to understand that this guy's in embroiled in scandal concerning kids, okay, and sex abuse. I'm not saying that he's guilty, but folks, these are the earmarks to understand what's going on. Why is nothing happening in Washington, D.C.? Because they're compromised men. They're extorted men. There's much more to this. This is factual information. It's been going on in this country for a long time. But you better put a big question mark next to old Rep. Jim Jordan, because he is another appeaser who's been embroiled in another controversy, friends, concerning crimes that were being committed against wrestlers at Ohio State by the teen doctor. Well, Jim Jordan did absolutely nothing, friends. And so that makes him an accomplice to the crime for doing so. I just wanted to throw that out there because I don't want people to get in their minds that this is another good guy that does nothing like Gowdy, Issa, and Chaffetz. Ted Cruz is now a part of the Great American Appeasers. They do absolutely nothing but talk big, friends. Look at the criminals they've interrogated, friends. Where's the indictments? Get the point? That's where we're at. I wanted to let you know what I was saying during the last segment, going back to that. Read Judges 3 when you get a moment. Read Matthew 6, 22 and 23 when you get a moment. And understand we are doing what we're doing here because we have hope. I know there's a lot of people that have lost hope. Well, let me tell you something. Tie a knot and hang on, but keep your eyes fixed and let it be single upon the author and the finisher of your faith. Okay? I want you to also understand this. You know, the Bible talks about it being straight and narrow and difficult is the way. How do you know the right way? How do you know where the Lord is at? The Lord said in Proverbs 8, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. He's always righting the wrongs because the Bible tells us in Psalm 9:16 that he's known by the judgments that he executes. He's looking for his church to stand up and be the law in the keeping of God's commandments to bring about judgment so we can have light upon the nation. In peace and righteousness within the gate. Amos 5, going back to Isaiah 51, verse 4 as well. Also read Psalm 97. Also read Jeremiah 9:24. Also read Psalm 89, which comes to my aid. And again, Psalm 9:16. Not in that order, but it's all the character of God. He's known by the judgments that he executes. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream, Lord, into the camps of our enemies, said Amos. Do you remember what King David said? He said, Lord, they have forgotten thy law, it's time for you to work. And yes, indeed, it is time for the Lord to work on the behalf of those that love him enough to obey him. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 John 2:6. Also read John 15:10. The Holy Ghost is just kicking them up today, friends. So when you look at Hebrews 12, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. You always know that you're on the right path by the power of the cross. By the warfare. It's always hottest, friends, over the drop zone. Okay? And rest assured, the minute you step into doing what's right, the will of God, it's always hottest there. And therein lies the warfare. Okay? The enemy's not going to persecute those that are just hearers of the word and not doers. No, no, no. He persecutes the doers of the word. Read Revelations 12:10 when you get a moment. Okay? He persecutes those children of God that keep the commandments of the Lord. And again, I'm here to tell you, if you want to know if you're in the will of God, is there warfare? Are you enduring the cross? Because if there is warfare, it's a good sign that you are enduring the cross. Hold to the cross and push through. Thank you, Lord. Hudson Taylor comes to my aid to explain it in another way. I see that every work of God is first impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. That's Hudson Taylor. I see that every work of God is first impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. That is the process of the cross. Understanding the power of God unto salvation. Okay? Now, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, but unto us that believe it's the power of God unto salvation. Amen? Hallelujah. Cool. That all men might find their faith, not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power of God. And in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. So, here's what I promised I would talk about. A minister's wife came up to me after seeing me do my due diligence right when I first got saved. And seeking out the scriptures and said, Bradley, you're so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. I almost couldn't believe she said it. Bradley, don't become so heavenly minded that you are no earthly good. And we hear about this. They become a stumbling block to those that are seeking the face of God. They become a stumbling block, people, hirelings in the church, to those that understand Scripture says that we're to press into the kingdom of God. In Matthew 11:12, it says that we're to, the violent take it by force, the promises of God. And we have a right to the throne of grace in the time of need, but we understand also that we have to fight to make sure that we know that the Lord's hearing the bell as we continuously pull that rope called prayer. Now, when I was first saved from my sins, listen carefully, when I was first saved from my sins, not to excuse my sins, read Matthew 1:21, back in 1998, I remember how much the Lord had broken me down to nothing. And friends, I'm here to tell you, I mean nothing. Still doing it. You know, a man of God once said that until a man becomes nothing, God will create nothing out of him. Read Isaiah 66, verse 2, and Psalm 34, verse 18, Psalm 51, verse 17. It's all scriptural. But I'm here to tell you that the Lord has definitely taken the time to show me this truth by showing me what I am not, and that by showing me who He is. Malachi 3:6. Okay? Now, during this breaking process, I also remember feeding on the Word of God day and night. John 6:35. For me, it was like what King David said when he said, "As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God." Psalm 42:1-2. It's exactly my experience. And by the way, 23 years later, it's still my experience on a daily basis. As the deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Now, folks, this is where I'm at after years of working out my own salvation with fear and trembling, and studying to show myself approved unto God. Philippians 2:12 and 2 Timothy 2:15. I don't want anything to do with the old man. And why? Well, when you read Ephesians 4:22 through 24, it says that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and that we're to be renewed in the spirit of our mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, which is a work of the Holy Ghost. And that is, by the way, being born again. And this is what it means, and this is what it looks like. Read John 3:3-5. And unless someone might be confused about what I'm saying, Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Again, Titus 3:5. Why would I have a care to continuously seek the face of God? Well, let me tell you this. If you're born again of the Spirit of God, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. I'm sorry, he's a new creature. Forgive me. He's a new creature. And then he says, old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I remember when I went through that breaking process, all of a sudden, everybody just like disappeared on me. It's like, what happened to all my old friends? And what was interesting about it, It was kind of liberating, but it was also kind of heartbreaking because I didn't understand exactly what the Lord is bringing me through concerning His process of sanctification, which is a lifetime process. And working out my own salvation with fear and trembling. All of a sudden, everybody just disappeared. And then when I looked at scriptures like this, it's like, wait a second, He's doing something here. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Okay, if I'm a new creature, then I'm not going to get along with the old. And the Bible says all things old are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So He wants everything in my new life. And when it comes to my 80s, Ezekiel 36, when He said that He would sprinkle clean water upon us, cleanse us from the filthiness of all of our flesh and from all of our idols. Okay? And then he said he would take out the stony heart out of our flesh, and then He would give us a heart of flesh that we might know Him. And then He tells us He would give unto us the Holy Spirit, and when He gave us the Holy Spirit, that we would keep His judgments to keep and to do them. And it's like, okay, I get it. Hebrews 8:10, Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40:8, Hebrews 10:8, going back and forth, old and new. But it's all there. So it's like, okay, I got to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding, because I'm His business. Okay? Folks, we're talking about, you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. And I'm simply laying the question to everyone's candor that's listening to me. Can you show me that in Scripture? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Coming back for the final segment. Be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Segment. Again, I thank you to my friends over on live chat for keeping things alive. I love seeing the questions. I love being able to bring the answers based off the Word of God and the Constitution, and I hope that they add to your life and your walk with the Christ. With that said, we have one segment left, and I believe I can finish this, friends. A minister's wife came up to me after seeing me doing my due diligence and seeking out the Scriptures and said, "Bradley, don't become so heavenly-minded that you're no earthly good." I can hear her say it right now. And it didn't take me a second to think, I can't even believe she just said that. You're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good? Can you show me that in Scripture? No, you can't. Hey folks, I've had new desires and my affections were set on Christ, Colossians 3:1. I wanted His will because I was born of His Spirit. And if I'm born of His Spirit, I'm going to do the things of the Spirit. Hey, as evil is, so is good. First and foremost, good was first. Right? The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Read John 15 when you get a moment. I wanted His will, and how was I to do that concerning His will if I didn't know His word? That was the first prerequisite Jesus threw out there to those that were following Him. You must know concerning my doctrine, John 7:17. How many people call themselves Christians and they don't even know what the word says? And keep in mind, in the book of Acts, chapter 11, the Bible says that they were called Christians, okay? You don't have to walk around and wear your Christian bracelet. What would Jesus do, which is unscriptural? It's what is He doing? They shouldn't be asking the question at all, because we're called to bring the answers to the world, not the question marks. But the fact of the matter is they should be seeing Christ through our lives, okay? Now, in the beginning of the process of growing in grace as a young Christian, 2 Peter 3:18, and being rooted and built up in him, Colossians 2:7, this minister's wife tells me that if I was so heavenly minded that I would never be any earthly good. Again, I almost fell out of my chair, but the first thing that came to my mind was that if I'm not heavenly minded, how is it that his will can be done on earth as it is in heaven, found in Matthew 6:10? That's the Lord's Prayer. Of course. Come on, we gotta think. How was I supposed to give the answers to the world that they so desperately needed if I didn't have them to give? Matthew 10:8, 2 Timothy 2:6 through 7. Furthermore, just line up what she said with Scripture and let Scripture tear down her lies through the anointing, 1 John 2:27. How was I supposed to give the answers to the world that they so desperately needed if I didn't have them to give? Furthermore, our conversation, friends, is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's in Philippians 3:20. Friends, our conversation is to become the gospel of Christ. Period. Philippians 1:27. For anyone to say, I care not for who it may be, that if we are so heavenly minded that we are no earthly good, it is one of the most backwards as well as unscriptural things to say ever. Ever. Galatians 1:3 through 12. The fact of the matter is, if you're not heavenly minded, you will be no earthly good. Let me say that again. Common sense comes into play. Right? The fact of the matter is, if you're not heavenly minded, you'll be no earthly good. The problem that we're having in America today is they're not heavenly minded. They're not feeding on the bread of life. That's why they're no earthly good. I'm just doing live radio and pulling up something that's coming to my aid right now, and I want you to hear it. Matthew 5:13. You are the salt of the earth. You know what salt does, friends? It stops the putrefaction. It preserves, right? You've heard of conservatives before, right? This is all extracted from the Christ, by the way. A conservative is really a preservative. And that's why when I say, when you look at conservatives today, that in fact they're yesterday's liberals, because they have preserved nothing in the present. Literally nothing. They're on the defensive, not on the offensive. And Scripture tells us the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Hey, folks, the church is to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. It's completely backwards, okay? And it's also interesting to note that you have the conservatives that are taking the lead over what the church should be doing, when in fact it's the church that's to be called the salt of the earth to stop the putrefaction that yesterday's liberals, today's conservatives, are guilty of giving up little by little. Okay? But I want you to hear the whole of this. You're the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, where shall it be salted? It is thence, henceforth, good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Is that what's happening today? It's then good for nothing? Yep. It's exactly what's happening today. Okay? If you're the salt of the earth, then guess what? It's your job to right the wrongs by the power of God. If you're the salt of the earth, friends, you're called to stand up and right the wrongs. You are on the offensive, not the defensive. The Bible tells us that we are to endure as good soldiers of the cross. Okay? Soldier, the soldier element. Remember what I told you last week, friends, concerning that the Bible museum there in... I believe it was on the East Coast in Maryland. I could be wrong concerning what state it was, but I remember. I'm there right now. My mind's there. I can see it. Great place. It was a great place to go. And I remember, and I walked inside of this museum, this biblical museum. It was also a constitutional museum as well. And it was interesting. They had this big, huge picture of a king prodding his soldiers back into the war. And when you look at the little tag at the bottom of the picture, it said the king comforting his soldiers. Now, I know a lot of people today like to talk about the Holy Ghost as a comforter because that's scriptural. I understand that. But let's understand what the word is extracted from. It can come from the Vulgate or the Septuagint. It doesn't matter, Greek or Hebrew. Okay, but I can say this, friends. Comforter in Old English means to move along in war. So when you look at that picture, it has a totally different meaning than the way people take the Holy Ghost today. The comforter, the Holy Ghost, will never comfort a man in known sin, period. He only comes to use the law to bring about the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment found in John 16:8. Okay? And the picture was worth a thousand words. It was like, that is outstanding. It used to be in Charles Spurgeon's study back in England. And see, we have so allowed the revisionists to revise, to gut the pith and marrow concerning the definitions of our words. And by the way, if you continuously stay in the Webster's 1828, you're going to get a way better grip than what you are through modern translations. In many cases, modern translations of definitions of words have been completely turned against themselves. Love today now means lusts. Folks, as a matter of fact, back in the day, love had nothing to do with lust. But now they're comparing the word love to lust. No, love works against, or lust works against love. Okay? The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us, Christians. Romans 5:5. There ain't no lust involved with that. And the only part of covetousness you get there is concerning the gifts of the Spirit found in 1 Corinthians 14:1. Think! But again, let me go back to this. Rewinding. You're called to be the salt of the earth. You're called to be the salt of the earth. If the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing. That's what professed Christians have become today. Good for nothing. But to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. And that's exactly what the Lord said concerning a people that are no longer the salt of the earth. And we need to get back to who we are. And that all comes through exhibition. I'm thinking of Benjamin Franklin right now. And I thought of one of his quotes concerning Christianity and primitive Christianity. And I want you to hear this because this is great. Ben Franklin, who used to, you know that deist that you were told about, friends? He wasn't a deist. Okay. He used to support the missionary. You know him as the Great Awakening preacher back in the 1700s that used to go to colleges throughout the United States and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ named George Whitefield. He was one of his main supporters. Okay, but remember this. This is accredited to none other than Ben Franklin. Whosoever shall introduce into public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity will change the face of the world forever. Okay. We're going to know that we're in the will of God when things are changing for the good, okay? When we are the salt of the earth. So going back to what I was talking about, I have less than 1 minute. You're so heavenly minded, you know earthly good. That's the headline on sonsoflibertymedia.com. But can you show me that in Scripture? Didn't think so. But I can tell you this, I can show you just the opposite through Scripture, okay? And that's where we're at today, okay? So that if we are so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good, it's one of the most backwards things I've ever heard. The fact of the matter is if you are not heavenly minded, you will be no earthly good. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.